Stan, why don't you come on up? You have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I really appreciate the rundown that Mary Langford, the clerk here, has given to you on the overall redistricting process, because she covered it really well. And so, of course, she's been involved with it now for quite a while, too. So I guess what I want to start out by saying a few things. I have a few notes here on some stuff that I want to talk about. But I would like to point out to you right from the start is that with the plan that Senator Martin and I worked out eventually that was adopted by the committee, was we started out with every intention possible to try to create one House district in Sublette County to have their own House district. And we worked it and worked it and worked it. And we were not unable to develop that. And as a result, we went back to the existing district boundaries as they are now. But I will say, too, that it was a process of trying to – let me back up a little bit. When the committee basically decided – the committee that Jim's on, not that Jim necessarily voted for this, but when they decided ultimately that they were not going to allow or put back Dubois back in with – Teton County, that changed the whole configuration of numbers by about at least 2,000 or pretty close to 2,000, 1,990 people, I think. We'll just call it 2,000 people, and what was going to happen down here below. In addition to a minimum of probably 1,600 people that were going to be over the number in Teton County, in addition to the 400 people that Mary just described that were going to be over here in this county. So all that has a cause and effect on how the districts are established and how the numbers roll down through the various counties. Okay, and that may be kind of hard for you to comprehend, but that's basically what I'm trying to tell you, is that it's like all these county numbers, and Mary mentioned this, how one county numbers play into another county's numbers, particularly if they're either over the deviation or under the deviation. Because somehow or another, there's going to be 60 House districts and 30 Senate districts. So you can have a lot of things playing into a formation of a district, like, for example, Mary mentioned is community interest, county boundaries, and there are several of them. I got them here on the list here. But the only thing is, what it ultimately comes down to is a number. Even after you play all these in, give you an example. Star Valley's got around 12,000 people in Star Valley, okay? Now, you can't have 12,000 people in a district, but they have a community interest in Star Valley. Now, some people may suggest that maybe the northern part doesn't have as much community interest as the other part does, but they do have community interest there, okay? And so where are you going to cut the line between, say, 9,000, which is the allowable number, and the 12,000 that's there? So you see how all that plays into. So that means there's a part of that valley that's going to have to move someplace else. Is it going to move down into southern Lincoln County? Is it going to move up to Teton? Is it going to move over to Sublette? Whatever. And that's the complications you get into trying to develop these plans. I want to read you a couple things here I have to say, too. I know I'm kind of rambling around here a little bit, but I'm just trying to give you an idea how these plans... Okay, we made several attempts were made to work out a plan to create a single district in Sublette County, but we could not get that to work because the effect of the populations in the surrounding counties. If someone believes that they can create a single district in Sublette County and make it fit and it's with their neighboring counties and it's workable, then they need to submit it to the very committee that Representative Roscoe almost promoted you. Representative Roscoe... is on. We have a friendly thing in the legislature about the Senate and the representatives. They always tell us, if you're a representative and you move over to the Senate, that means you're moving to the dark side. So anyway, it's just a friendly little thing. But the Southwest redistricting plan was only one of five plans, as Mary was talking about earlier, that was submitted to the committee. And they selected the Southwest plan, which is the plan that the Cooper-Martin or Martin-Cooper, however you want, plan. to incorporate into that. Now, that incorporated 109 voting precincts, all blended together to try to come up with these various numbers in these districts. 109 districts in six counties. That's how it is. And you may not think that Carbon County, way over there, I guess, would have anything to do with the numbers in Sublette County. But it does. They're about 2,000 people short of having enough to even make the smallest, tiniest district. And you can't get them. They already go clear over to Rock River. You know, where Rock River's over by Laramie, right? Just a few miles from Laramie, maybe 30 miles. That district goes all the way from there to Farson. What is that? 200 miles across. Just to get the minimum amount of people for a district. And so a lot of those people that were originally in House District 20, now this is how it affects Sublette County and Lincoln County, a lot of those people in House District 20, which was the southern part of Sublette County, southern part of Lincoln County, a lot of those people were also in that district, were in North Rock Springs and Farson Eden. Now guess what? All those people from Farson now have to go with Carbon County. So they're gone from House District 20 now. So now you have to move back in to Sublette County and to Lincoln County to try to pick those people up, to have enough people to have a district over here. Huge difference. And all this plays on it. And then another thing happens is the town of Evanston lost about 1,000 people. And they had to be made up from the rural part, which means they came from Bridger Valley, to move into Evanston. Okay, when that happened, all of a sudden, they lost people in House District 18, which also goes over to North Rock Springs and also over below the Farson Eden area. So they were short people now. So they had to be made up someplace. So it's this huge picture out there, guys, that it's just amazing. I mean, I worked on this thing for about 4 months, and I had five yellow notebooks like this full of numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers, just trying to work. Here's what happens and why you end up with the configuration we ended up with. You start up in where Jim lives, up in Wilson. Okay? You have 1,600 people, very minimum. Well, it's actually, I mean, I think 1,568 or 86 people or something like that, but we'll just call it 1,600. You end up, whether it's where he lives or someplace in Teton County, you have 1,600 people. They have to go someplace. Okay, it's pretty well determined they probably, under what the committee was doing, they probably were not going to go over to Fremont County. They probably were not going to go up to Park County. So where do those 1,600 people have to go? They have to either come down to Lincoln County or to Sublette County or both. Okay, and so what we ended up doing in the plan is splitting part of them with Sublette and splitting the other part with Lincoln. So Lincoln, they both picked up about half of those people each. Okay. Well, as soon as you do that, you start moving that district up in Star Valley, because now you've gained another 1,600 or 800 or 1,000 people up there. Now you have to move that district up. So instead of it ending up in the bottom of the valley, all of a sudden that line's moved clear up to Afton. So now somebody has to represent them. So the south part of the county, Lincoln County, has to pick those people up. And so it's a huge thing. So now you don't have enough people. House District 20 has lost all those people over in Rock Springs. And those people have to be made up someplace. Or you could say, we thought about even taking that 1,600 people up there in Teton and moving them somehow around in Teton County, or in Sublette County here. But we couldn't get that to work. The numbers, you came out in the middle of Marbleton someplace with the numbers. So we tried and tried and tried. And I like to tell you folks, I am not opposed at all to Sublette County having its own house district. We just couldn't make it work. And I've been looking and looking for some, you know, meaningful dialogue with folks to try to come up with an alternative plan for that. And we haven't seemed to be able to come up with it. The clerks, as Mary mentioned, worked up a plan. The last plan I saw, now Mary, and this may have changed since then, but included Du Bois in with Teton County. Well, the committee has pretty well said that's not going to happen. And so that plan, it needs to be revised now. And I think you guys are supposed to meet sometime, Mary, on the 17th or something to try to revise
Thursday
that or something.
Friday, yeah.
Thursday and Friday to try to revise that plan. And that may end up working out to something. I don't know. They still have to work on that yet. So another thing I will tell you is this plan is not closed. This plan will be able to be amended right down until the last day it's voted on the floor of the Senate or the House. You can, it's even amendable now. Okay? The committee had to come up with, and Jim could probably speak better to this than I can, but the committee had to come up with some sort of plan to submit to the body of the legislature by February 9th, is it? I think that's when we go into session, February 9th. They have to have some sort of plan available, and they needed some time. They want to get it done by December so that they have some time for all the maps to be made and to be sent out to the legislators and all the other things to do, get it online and everything. So it's, but that doesn't mean that that is necessarily poured in concrete. The last time they did a, I understand the last time they did a this in 2002, I believe it was 2002. They actually only had about three amendments on the, and they were on the floor, made right at the last minute on the floor. So it's not a closed deal, folks. It's still open and they're still working. And our plan, like I said, was only one of five that were submitted, and that's the one that they chose. Now, with that, would you like, Mr. Chairman, for me to open up the questions?
Yes, okay. And I'll start off. First sure. question I have, Stan, is you mentioned that if anybody had a plan that would keep Sublette County whole, they need to submit that plan. I would maintain that we have submitted that plan. It's not only a six-county plan, it's a statewide plan. The numbers jive within the entire state of Wyoming. It takes into account the custom and culture to the maximum extent possible. It's called the clerk's plan. It was submitted. And I guess I'm pretty disappointed. I attended the joint court. Andy Nelson and I both, and Clerk Langford, all attended the Joint Corporations Committee in Casper, the last one. Representative Roscoe made every attempt to lay that plan to get it out there as a basis for looking at the numbers with the other plans, and it didn't get enough support in the Joint Committee to get on the table, and yet a lot of those committee members are saying, if you have a plan, submit it. We've submitted it. They just don't want to accept it. And I guess my question would be, is what is wrong with the clerk's plan that the legislators don't like it? I don't understand that.
Mr. Chairman, it would be difficult for me to try to superimpose my thoughts on what the committee was thinking, but I just kind of have the comment. I'd like to make a comment as this. You have to realize, I don't have a vote. I'm not on that committee, and I do not have a vote. And I don't have any more influence. Well, I may have a little bit, maybe, but not. If you're a constituent of one of the members of that committee, you have more clout than I do, because you're a constituent. Okay, I'm just another legislator down there. I have one vote, and when it gets right down to the end, the only vote that I'm really going to be able to cast on that whatever plan is going to be on the floor on the last day that thing is processed, on the third and final vote. Is the only vote I'm going to have on it. I mean, I'll have first and second reading votes too, but basically that's going to be my final vote cast will be on the floor of the Senate. And I can appreciate what you're saying, Mr. Chairman. And there was several plans that they went through. They rejected them. That was one of them. And I don't know how to get into the minds of those people and what they were thinking. There was probably a few things I could see on a couple parts of the plan maybe that they were having some issues with, and I don't know any more than maybe anybody else has heard on it. Maybe Representative Roscoe, he's on the committee, maybe he can identify some. I don't know, but I'm not trying to put it on him. But
as a follow-up, Senator Cooper, I would suggest that it would be very beneficial to us in Sublette County if you would sit down with the clerk's plan and see if you can't come to some way of saying you support the clerk's plan, that it does in fact take into account the guidelines of the legislature, and it leaves Sublette County whole. Mm-hmm. And I think we would be very appreciative if you could.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd be glad to do that, but one of the things there's a little caveat that I'd like to mention, though, is the fact that if you're talking about the current plan that's out there, it from what I recall, and Mary can maybe correct me on it, still has Dubois, at least one of the issues, in with Teton County. Is that the way it is?
What has happened with the clerk's plan is that after the meeting in Casper, we were able, Representative Roscoe, in a last-ditch effort, tried to keep the clerk's plan alive. Mm-hmm. We were sent back to take everything that was adopted that day, which includes Cooper Martin, includes mm-hmm. all the plans, different plans that were adopted, and lay them on the clerk's plan and figure out how to make that work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of that is that Fremont County has asked the Dubois stay with Fremont County. That'll be laid on the table okay. Thursday, and that'll be worked out to see if it works.
Okay.
So,
See, that's more than I knew. See, I was not even aware of what you just told me here about this overlay and this. I knew you guys were going to have your meeting, Mary, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Chairman, excuse me. I shouldn't have had a dialogue going here.
That's all right.
But anyway, Mary, I appreciate you saying that. Well, that's good. I'd be anxious to see that and see how that comes out. So, Mr. Chairman, I guess the answer is I'd like to see their development or their new plan and see where they're going with it.
Okay.
So,
thank you, Stan. Okay. And I guess we'll ask for comment from the public. First, I would like to recognize Representative Gingrich and Teton County Clerk Sherry Daigle, if you have any comments you would like to make.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I just wanted to point out one of the things that I think a lot of people aren't saying, but I think should be said. When you look at our education system and how we fund it, there's some school districts that are what are called entitlement districts, meaning they don't collect enough property tax for their education. Other districts are recapture districts. My county, we collect about $1 million extra. We're all proud of ourselves. We collect about $1 million. This county collects $90 million extra. You're paying for everyone else's education across the state. When we go to do our budgeting, the first thing we do is look at natural gas prices here. So much of what goes on in the state of Wyoming originates here in Sublette County. I think because of that, you should have your own representative that's within your county.